Welcome to another episode of Sauce and Friends. This is season 3, episode 4. And we're going to just get right into it. Me and my friend Angel, we talk about baby daddies, men not taking care of their kids, growing up with single parents. And, you know, we just dive into it, you know. No sugarcoat, nothing. So sit back and listen. And I hope you enjoy the episode. We got more episodes coming soon. It's about these niggas that don't take care of their kids, but they want to make these kids and shit. So.
You said that shit right on. That's how it is, too. They love fucking, but they don't like to take care of their responsibility.
Yeah, so, you know. This is a time where, you know, I can get a woman's perspective on how this should be happening a little bit too much.
Okay.
So, yeah, is it us or is it y'all?
It's motherfucking y'all.
Why you gotta cuss? Why you gotta be so, you know what I'm saying? Why is it always... I don't know. I ain't got no kids, so I don't know. Shit.
No, I feel like it's both.
I mean,
it be us, not love.
Yeah. I know too many people that, you know, got kids. I know too many people recently that just had kids and they baby fathers is like out of the picture completely. So it's like, what the hell? Like this.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's like, how long were you guys together before, you know, you got pregnant? Like, that's the thing there. It's like, everybody just shooting a club up lately.
But you know how, like, when you meet a man, in the beginning, you always meet the representative. It's called the cupcake phase. Oh, I like you, you like me. Oh, let's have sex, we have sex. Oh, let's go hang out. Ooh, the sex is good. And then, boom, you pregnant. That's usually how it ends. You don't know shit about them. They don't know shit about you. You know enough, but you don't know enough to be having a baby. They're going to tell you what they want to tell you. They're not going to tell you everything. And then usually you find out everything once you're already pregnant or the baby already here. Because they already either, A, already made up in their mind, okay, she had this baby. I want her to have this baby, but I really don't want her to have this baby. So I'm going to be here in the beginning. And then once the beginning is over with, or the happy phase, or I saw my baby phase, I don't want to be responsible anymore. I don't want to step up anymore. So now, boom, you're stuck to be a single parent. And then when a female be like, okay, I'll set the responsibilities of what I did. Now I got to be a single parent, but I'm not about to take care of this baby by myself. As far as responsibilities, you're going to have to pay child support, or we're going to have to come up with some type of agreement. And usually when you come up with agreement with the man, what happens? Oh, that's fine. We can do that. We could co-parent and I'll just give you money every week. And then what happens when you don't want to give him no booty? He disappears. And then when you go file for child support and you file for full custody and you move on with your life, you're bitter because you put them on child support. And that doesn't make sense at all. If you do what you're supposed to do in the beginning, there will be no child support.
But what about those dudes that, you know what I'm saying, that accept that responsibility and they try to be in kids' lives and they try to, you know what I'm saying, give the woman money, but the woman just be like, fuck that, I'm still gonna put you on child support.
That's toxic. To me, that's very toxic, because you should be thankful that a man want to take care of their child, because there's a lot of men out here that's creating kids and then they just walk away from their kids. So I feel like that's very unfair. You taking care of your child, there shouldn't be no child support. There shouldn't be no issues. You should be able to come together, co-parent, come up with a schedule, come up with who's going to pay for who, pay for what, and keep it moving. It's a lot of the times the females still be hurt or they can't let go. That's what it is when it comes to that situation. Or the female still want to have sex and the man be like, nah, I'm over you. I don't want to be with you no more. And the female don't know how to deal with it. So now she's going to try to cause confusion in your life to make you try to come back to her, which usually it doesn't work. It's just going to cause confusion all around. And then so basically they use the child as a crutch.
Yeah.
And that's an issue. A lot of women that put man on child support after he's there for his child, he take care of his child, he provides for his child, it's a crutch because they don't know how to let go.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I know a couple dudes that went through that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Try to be there for they kids. You know what I'm saying? Try to be there for their daughter. And the girl just like, nigga, I don't give a fuck if you here or not. I'm still going to take the child support. And I still want you to be there for your daughter. It's like, I can't. It's like, then the niggas be like, I can't because you want me to do double work now. I feel like you want me to do double. You want me to pay for child support and you want me to do stuff. But there's some people that do that. They pay for the child support and they do stuff. But then there's some people just like, fuck it. If I'm on child support, I'm just going to pay the child support. You know what I'm saying? Why do I need to be? Obviously, you don't want me in my daughter or my son's life. You want me just to be a money. You just want the money. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a lot of females like that. That's all they want is the money. And then there's some females who are like, okay, we both lay down. We both had this baby, so we both are responsible for this child. It just depends on, I guess, what type of child you have. I mean, what type of mother you have a child with. That's why you have to take the time out to get to know females and take the time out to get to know men. Because you're meeting their representative. You're not meeting the real them. Then when you have a baby, boom, it blows up in your face. And you're like, who is this person? I don't know this person. But it's too late now. You already pregnant or you already had the baby.
Yeah, that's why, you know what I'm saying, you should probably like a year before you really know somebody. Takes like a year. Like a year to really fully know somebody. Like, and then you don't really know them until you actually, then you gotta live with somebody to actually really, really know somebody. I think, you know what I'm saying, living with people, you get another sense of who they are. You know what I'm saying?
I think living with people and meeting their parents, like, you need to meet their mother, especially when it comes to men, because the way men treat their mothers is the way they're going to treat you.
That's not always the case, Eva. You know, I mean, I don't know. That's not always the case, though, because, you know, you got some dudes that they love their mother, but then they're, you know what I'm saying, dog or female. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, okay. I can get rid of
you. You know what I'm saying? Or you got some, you know what I'm saying, that don't even have no relationship with their mother, but they, you know what I'm saying, they love their girl or whatever. So, I mean, it could go both ways, but yeah, that is a good way. Like, if you could tell how they are with their family. Like, if they're very family oriented, then they might be, but I don't know. Because I ain't never had to go through no wild stuff like that.
Then I feel like a lot of females, we move too fast as far as, it's not love, it's lust.
I mean,
but because we have daddy issues growing up, and a lot of females are not dealing with their daddy issues as far as like healing, going to counseling, or, you know, whatever they choose to do. They just feel like these men are going to provide them with the love that their dad didn't give them, and then they end up sleeping with them, and then they end up pregnant, and it doesn't go how it's supposed to go. So that's another reason why a lot of these females, they're bitter, because they haven't dealt with their past before they decide to, you know, mess with men, date, and have babies. It's just, oh, I want to be loved. Oh, he's showing me some attention. He's been showing me some attention for 3 to 4 months. Okay, this the one. No, that's not how it goes, but that's just what a lot of females do.
Yeah, I heard a lot about the daddy issues. Like, that plays a big part. Or, because, I mean, I guess growing up, a lot of fathers wasn't in their children's life. Like, my father wasn't in my life like I wanted him to be. So, you know what I'm saying? Dudes be having father issues as well, especially if you ain't grow up in a two-parent household. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can probably count on my hand how many friends I got to grow up with both their parents in that same house. And that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
So I can imagine, you know what I'm saying, when you grew up, because you're a little younger than me, so different, fucking different eras, you know what I'm saying? So the eras is different, you know what I'm saying? I was a 80s, 90s baby, you know what I'm saying? You grew up in, what, 2010? Like,
fuck, get out of here.
What?
I'm a
90s
baby.
Man, the fuck? You was born in the late 90s.
90. I'm just playing. Yeah, it is different though. I mean, my parents were married, but it's still, my dad still wasn't involved because after the age of two, my mom divorced him. So you might as well say I grew up in a single parent household too.
Right.
And then like with my mom dying early and, you know, her just not having that time to teach me everything I needed to know.
Right.
I kind of grew up too fast as far as like getting in the streets, you know, learning new things and going out in the club 17, 18 years old. I'm not blaming that on my mom because she had no control over that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can kind of tell the difference sometimes when a person grows up in a two-parent household versus a single-parent household.
Right.
But also my thing is, if you grew up as a single, you know, in a single-parent household, why would you want your kid to go through that? Because you already went through some stuff, so why would you turn around and want your own child to go through that?
Exactly.
Like, I understand relationships don't work. I get that. But at the same time, sometimes you should think, like, man, I've been through so much in this single-parent household. I never want to see my child go through that. Let me try my best. Even if we co-parent, let me try my best to co-parent.
Right.
Sometimes co-parenting works and sometimes it don't. But that's just something that you have to deal with in life. That's why it's always, you got to always think about it. Like, okay, if I had sex with this person, there is a possibility that they can get pregnant or I can get somebody pregnant. Can I see myself raising a child with them?
Right.
And a lot of people don't think about that. They just think about having fun.
Yeah, especially when you're in the moment. Shit.
Yeah.
You thinking about, you know what I'm saying, later on down the line, you thinking about this next 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Or however long it take you. I don't know. Shit, I just was dead 30 minutes. Like, it may be longer. It may be shorter. Who knows? But I'm going to just say 30 minutes. That's a good little time to, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole episode of Insecure. Like, just bang. Buy you, you know what I'm saying? Get your little episode off and then buy you. You go to sleep after that. I don't know, shit. But yeah, that shit crazy. Like, I don't know.
To me, it's general curses. It's like passed down, generational curses.
Generational curses.
That's passed down. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people, okay, their parents are single parents. Then you turn around and be a single parent, and then your child grow up to be a single parent. Y'all not breaking generational curses.
Yeah.
And then nowadays in society, women make it seem like, I don't need a man. I can raise this little boy by myself. I can teach this little boy how to be a man. And that's not true. A little boy needs that father figure in their life.
Right.
And I'm a stand on that. Like, it might be people that disagree with me, but I'm a firm believer that a little boy needs a father and a little girl needs her dad too.
Yeah, that's true. Because, you know what I'm saying, you got these boys, that's these kids that's growing up and they saying different things or they're acting a certain way. And they're not getting both sides of how you should be growing up. Like, it's only one-sided. It's one-sided. Like, if I was, I was around my mother growing up. So I only seen one side of things. And that's how a female reacts to certain situation. How a female does this. How a female does this. Especially growing up in a house full of females. I grew up in a house full of females. Like, my mother, my aunt, my grandmothers. So all I seen was one side of things. So, you know, as I got older, you know, I had to pretty much figure out how to do manly things from my uncles. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, if I didn't probably have my uncles in my life, you know, who's to say what would happen? You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you need that type of manly to teach you how to do shit. Like, you got YouTube nowadays, so YouTube could teach you anything. But, like, growing up back in my day, you didn't have all that shit. Like, I still don't know how to fucking work on cars and shit, like, shit that niggas do. Like, and I don't really care to find out, figure it out either. Shit, fuck. I really don't. I don't care to figure it out. I got brothers that'll help me with certain shit, but I don't care to figure out certain shit. I know how to, you know, do shit in the house, but as far as outside shit, nah, I leave that for the outside people. It's not my lane. I stay in my lane, what I know how to do. Just like females, if they Like, I know some females that grew up with just their father, and they know how to do nigga shit. Like, they know how to work on cars. They know how to do, like, and that's good. Like, I think females should know how to do shit all around or all across the board. That's when you find you get in your relationship with that person, and you like, you may not know how to do it, but your girl might know how to do it, or your dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like I know how to, a bunch of niggas know how to cook. Like, that's my shit. I grew up in a house full of females, so I know how to cook. Most niggas don't know how to cook, though. You know what I'm saying? Some females don't know how to cook.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
You
know, like, that's a new trend.
Yeah, so it's like sometimes like, the roles get reversed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Roles get reversed and shit. So I may not have to work on cars, but she might not work on cars. She may not be able to cook as good as me, but, you know, I can, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that's the new shit nowadays. Roles are getting reversed. I see a lot of stay-home dads these days. Shit. A lot of niggas might look, man, you go ahead and get your money. I'm going to stay home and watch these kids and catch up on motherfucking Jerry Springer and shit.
I'm done.
Go ahead and get your, go ahead and make them coins. I'll be just fine.
Oh, good, man.
So,
no, sir.
So, yeah.